You're listening to the Early Edition podcast with Kate Hawksby from Newstalk ZB.
The Free Speech Union say sense has prevailed as British anti-trans activist Posy Parker will be allowed into the country. Immigration New Zealand looked into her visa application after neo-Nazis were spotted at her Australian rallies, but they say she's not a threat to the public here. Parker's due to speak at events in Auckland and Wellington this weekend. Well, with me now is Union CEO Jonathan Ayling. Morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
You support this decision?
We do. We think blocking her access to come and share these ideas would have been the wrong decision, and wrong for two reasons. First of all, Kiwis have a right to hear controversial ideas. If she wants to come and voice certain perspectives, she should be allowed to do that. And Kiwis need to be allowed to hear those ideas and decide for themselves. And for those that think her ideas are hateful and wrong, actually shutting her out would have been the last thing they should have wanted to occur, because that would have just given her much the more prominence. And we've seen that with the coverage she's received over the past 72 hours or so, many people have become aware of the tour that would never have seen it before. So that's the Streisand effect for you. Censorship doesn't work.
I couldn't agree more. Was it a debate within your own union, or was that a pretty cut and dried decision for you guys?
Oh, no, not really, because we stand for free speech. That's certainly not to say that we don't have individuals working in the union who fundamentally disagree with her. But the fact of the matter is, we do not believe that it is inclusive to silence others. It's not progressive to deny women their voice. And disagreement isn't hate. And it's a scary thought in our mind that so many in New Zealand now oppose this. And so we think people need to be allowed to hear these controversial perspectives, and others need to be allowed to voice their counter speech and to disagree with them. So we also stand by others' rights to peacefully protest her presence here.
On that, do you think the counter protests will outnumber the supporters?
There is a possibility that will be the case. That's certainly what occurred in Tasmania, and that will reflect the mood in the room, so to speak, here in New Zealand. What we ask is, on both sides, that free speech given a chance to really show its potential, where it can lead us forward in dialogue and debate, not just blaring sound at each other that doesn't actually accomplish anything and pushes us further and further apart in this ideological polarisation.
Given the depth of feeling around it, though, I mean, I don't hold out much hope that there'll be constructive debate come the weekend. I think it'll be exactly that, a lot of yelling and shouting and screaming, don't you?
Yes, I at the moment, I don't think we have a very positive culture for constructive debate in New Zealand. And that's why we need to actually continue to make the case for free speech that says it has been a great emancipator of minorities, not something that has consistently subjugated minorities. I think there's a view at the moment that is actually historically an anomaly that places free speech as a far-right thing that suppresses minorities, whereas in reality, more often than not, the right has actually oppressed free speech, and it has been the left and progressive that have used this as a cause to raise the voices of those who don't usually have the power. And so if we can try and continue to make this case, I think there's a chance that we might be able to revive some more constructive debate than what we see at the moment.
For more from Early Edition with Kate Hawksby, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 5 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.